Ball and Play 2, presented by DraftKings, is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.
It is the Talkin' Yanks pregame show. This is the first time we're recording this intro. My name is James O'Brien Jomboy. And I got Jake with me. We started this earlier, and then my computer, I tilted my screen to better fit my head in the window, and my cord that goes from outlet to computer was so taut, Jake, that it just completely unplugged and shut down all of my machinery.
I hope that taught you a lesson.
Are
you kidding me?
Nah. And then I'm also in a bit of a spitting spat with this fucker on Twitter.
Ooh, hard F.
Yeah. He's like you sold out. There's an ad on your video. And I'm like, yeah, man. You know how happy I was when that happened, that I got to make money off the work I do?
Yeah.
You're so out. And he keeps telling me stuff, and I said, you're acting like you know stuff about us when you don't. So you just sound dumb. He said, enjoy your 15 minutes. And I hit him back with a real douchey response. I said, those happened 2 years ago.
Boom.
Cocksucker. So anyway, that got me annoyed.
It's fired up. I love that.
Yeah. But as I was saying earlier, I'm excited, refreshed from the day off, and now I'm excited because the A's come back to town. And I actually am more excited that it's the A's than any other team because it's a little bit of revenge now. Like, hey, motherfuckers, we went to Oakland and you scared half our fan base into thinking we're a bad team. So prepare to get your dicks crushed.
Yeah, we had to deal with the repercussions of that. So you're absolutely right.
We had to deal with a bunch of jabronis telling us the Yankees were bad because you guys won 3 games in Oakland. So you better be ready for CeCe to go like 5 innings pitched, 2 earned runs in your fucking face.
Wow.
I'm excited.
You are excited. I love it.
How are you doing?
I'm good, Jim. I'm good, man. Yeah, ready to do this damn thing, I guess. Oakland. Yeah, you're right, man. This I feel like we ran into this situation once with the Boston Red Sox when the Red Sox were still kind of a part of it or thinking of becoming a part of it. They beat us up at Fenway and Yankee fans started freaking out a little bit. And then we came back to the stadium and we took care of business. If we could rinse and repeat that, that would be quacktastic.
Yeah. How about that? Well, the lineup today, Jake.
Yes.
And you might like parts of this. And you may even have thoughts on parts of this. And if you don't,
just may.
If you don't, that's pretty shitty because this whole show is thoughts on the lineup, kind of.
It really would be bad.
It would be bad if you were like, ah, nothing.
Yeah.
Crazy. And the lineup today and the pregame show is brought to you by Steakhouse Elite. Not sure if you saw my video the other day. I was cooking them up. Steakhouse Elite. Elite burgers. Elite team. They're the proud sponsor of the Yankees. Prouder sponsor of the Talkin' Yanks pregame show. Do you think they care if I say that? Because that's what I've been saying.
I don't think so, no.
Okay. Just say asterisk. Not sure if this is true, but proud sponsor of the New York Yankees. Prouder sponsor of the Yankees pregame show. Every burger in the stadium, besides 2 spots, is a Steakhouse Elite burger. They got multiple different kinds. They are Bronx born and raised. They got their whatever, like packaging fulfillment center in the Bronx, but they're homegrown. They got called up to the big leagues. And the best thing is you can go to the stores and you can buy the burgers there. And spoiler, I did it yesterday. I ate Elite Steakhouse burgers 2 days in a row now, Jake. They're pretty good burgers. You buy out of the freezer, not the freezer section, the fridge section. Put them in your fridge. They're like nice and thick. I liked it. It was good. So they are the proud sponsor of the pregame show. Go to Yankee Stadium. Get a Steakhouse Elite burger. write a big TY in mustard or ketchup on the burger, take a picture, tweet it at us, and you win.
Exciting stuff. I'm excited to sink my teeth into one of those bad boys.
DJ LeMay, who's leading off and playing third base. Aaron Judge is batting second, playing right field. Gleyber Torres at second base, batting third. Glebe staying up there. Didi at the cleanup spot. Gary is DHing and batting fifth. Voit. Luke is back, baby. He's batting sixth. Gardner is batting seventh, playing center field. Romine is catching. Talkman in left field. CC Sabathia is behind on top of the mound. So who's not in? Gio's not playing.
Gio went to the IL.
Oh, damn.
So Ford's not playing. Wade isn't playing. And missing an outfielder, right?
Maybe.
Maben?
Yeah. Hey, do you think what they say about Gio's IL stint? I haven't seen any of that. Been out the loop.
I haven't seen a lot of the details. I just saw they did. It was Voit for Gio. And I don't know. I don't know if it's just them playing conservative or if they found something out. But yeah, straight up.
Straight up. I'm trying to find it now because I wonder if this takes him out of the batting race. Like, really?
It does.
It does, right?
Yeah. He was already playing catch up with this. That's it.
That's a bummer. It allows them to give him rest because the long haul is him being healthy and they don't have to send Ford down.
Yeah.
But he's going to have to miss, like, if it's like a slight one. And we have had a lot of injuries that have just been the 10 days. Clint Frazier's ankle, Gary Sanchez's groin. There's been a couple others where it really, Brett Gardner. There's been a couple where they really were just that 10-day DL stint and then they came back when they could. Hopefully this is that. The way that I heard them talking about it earlier is that's what it seemed like.
Man, the Yankees, well, we'll find out more about the injury. We are guessing. But even if that's right, Jimmy, the Yanks are playing with fire a little bit. Like, Gio Urshela having this magical season, you wonder if, like, if he knew he would have got IL'd, you wonder if he would have, like, pulled himself from the game. And that's, I don't know, that feels a little risky. Maybe that's too dramatic for what we know, but I don't know. Went through my head. Because he said he was going to play Friday, right?
Yeah, he said he feels fine. But, I mean, we've had other people say that where, like, Clint Frazier said he felt fine and then they DL'd him for the ankle things. I think the Yankees are just being overly cautious. Like these next
Which makes sense when this injury breaks the record for most IL stints in a season. But I don't know. I mean, Urshela having this magical year, if the Yankees just did this kind of lazily to not have to make a roster room before September and keeping him rested, I don't know. If I was Urshela, I'd be pretty bummed. I was in the race for the batting title. But I have to assume he's more nicked up than he let on.
Yeah. Okay. Interesting. So the bench is Ford, Wade, and Maben? So why is Gary not catching? Off day yesterday.
Could be extra rest. Could be a Yankees extra rest day.
Tomorrow is a day game. So maybe they want him the next two instead of... If he caught today, he'd have to sit tomorrow. And then he could catch the third. So maybe they just want him the back end two.
Yeah, and I mean, we've got Anderson you know what? On the bump. Right.
You know what it might be, Jake? If they, because when they DH'd Gary in Oakland, we were, our guess was spot on with they mapped out the trip and said, this is it, kind of. Maybe they, if they DH him today, they get three offensive starts out of him, where if they played him today, they'd, by their rules, full sit him tomorrow, day after night, and then they'd only get two full starts out of him in the first and third. This way they get three offensive games out of him.
Yeah, and with the lefty on the bump, I mean, you don't mind Romine in there either because Romine's been playing well. So I think it adds up.
Yeah, it is a little. They've been starting both catchers often, which is usually not something like teams try to do a lot.
Yeah.
But, all right. Lineup's fine. Judge, let's see if Judge can bring the hot bat home. That's my first what to watch for. Boom.
Wow.
Can Judge bring the hot bat home? The fans is my next what to watch for. We need to make Yankee Stadium as uncomfortable as Oakland was for the Yankees. Like, we need to make them feel like they just walked into the shitstorm. It's Friday night.
I like that a lot.
And I think it'll be there. I think the energy is going to be there in the stadium. CeCe's on the mound. Has CeCe faced Oakland this year? I don't believe so. He had one bad start against them last year. Hasn't played them in a while. Let's see if he has any numbers versus their lineup. Tell me their lineup, Jake. I'll tell you what CeCe has against them.
Your Oakland Athletics with Marcus Semien, my standout performance of the week in Talking Baseball. Check that out if you haven't. He'll be playing shortstop. Matt Chapman, the third baseman. Matt Olson, the first baseman. They start off with that impressive infield. Mark Canna in center. Chad Bro Pinder in right. Fegley will be catching. Jurickson Profar at second base. Noose as the DH, and Grossman, your left fielder, with the southpaw Brett Anderson on the bump.
No Piscotty?
No Piscotty.
Who else is missing? Semien, Chapman, Olson, Canna, Pinder. No Chris Davis.
No Chris Davis.
I wonder how he's been doing lately. It doesn't matter today, though. All right, so CeCe Sabathia, he's faced three of these guys have double-digit plate appearances. Semien, Fegley, and Canna. And Fegley has good numbers. 5-for-11 with a home run.
Okay, watch out for that.
Watch out for Josh Fegley versus CeCe. That's what I got. Brett Anderson on the bump for him. Brett Anderson was bad for a while, man.
Mr. Anderson.
Isn't he having a decent season?
Yeah, 4.08 ERA, 150 innings. Not a big strikeout guy. I know you like that, Jim. He's only got 76 strikeouts in 150 innings. So he strikes out less than a guy every two innings. Is my math right there? It's right there.
Check this out. Brett Gardner, 3-for-6. Boom. 500 batting average. DJ LeMahieu, 5-for-13 with a home run. Wow, I'll lock that up. And then the rest of the way, there's nothing. Oh, Tyler Wade, 1-for-1. Can't believe they didn't start him. Can't believe they didn't start him off that. Austin Romine, 0-for-2. Why didn't they just put Tyler Wade behind the dish? Oh, Chris Davis had a kid. He's on leave.
Congrats.
Congrats to Chris Davis on the child. The miracle of childbirth. Jake's watched some live births. Tough for the podcast listeners.
But we had fun.
We had fun, but yeah. We were just looking at each other. I don't know. What do you expect out of CeCe today?
CeCe, I think your hope is still 5 strong. I mean, I think he's only thrown 7 innings pitched since coming back off the IL. I like what you were saying about Friday night at the stadium. Get some juice into CeCe. He didn't look too bad against the Dodgers, and they are the Dodgers. It'd be nice to get some juice out of CeCe. We've got the rested bullpen. So if you could get that 5 and then 4 horsemen it, that is the goal.
Think they'll go 4 horsemen?
Yeah, off day yesterday. And I think the Yankees have shown that if they have a chance to get that first win in the series, get that under your belt, and then you can worry about resting them. I feel like they've done a pretty good job of that.
All right. So, CeCe to the 4...
What'd you just drop?
I didn't drop anything. I picked up a pen. I thought it'd be funny if I just started taking notes on everything you say.
Okay.
So CeCe to the 4 horsemen, right?
Yep.
This is a new page. That was my last page of notes.
Yikes.
I'll sell this notebook at the end of the season. Jake September pregame show notes.
starting August 30th. What's
It's September, and I will fight anyone who says otherwise.
Do you think they're doing four horsemen?
Yeah, I think obviously their hope is they don't have to. But sure. Like you said, we do have this season. They like to win the first game, it feels like. Like they'll go all out for the first game. And they're coming off rest. But now the other thing is they do like to double up rest sometimes. So if they can not do it, if there's like a 4-run lead, they will try to get outs without the four horsemen. But 3 or less, I think they'll go by that rule.
CC to the four horsemen.
So you think he's going to go 5?
We got to stomp. We got to stomp Oakland.
Four horsemen and the goose?
That's what they're saying. I don't know if the goose will come out today.
I don't think the goose in it. No. He pitched last game, right? Or 2 games ago?
Yeah. So I don't think we're getting the goose today.
What's your next what to watch for?
Ooh, interesting. Jim, I think my what to watch for today is something has kicked in with these Yankees that, you know, I was beating the drum on in spring training. I believe, correct me if I'm wrong, Jim.
I will.
I believe the Yankees are 13 wins in their last 13 games against left-handed starting pitching.
Okay.
Write that down, please.
Yep, 13 wins in 13 games versus
lefties. Jim, if you remember why I was into that, it was because of the righty stack we could potentially do. We could potentially have a lineup of mean right-handed hitters. The season has obviously taken some odd turns on us.
Our lefties hit lefties.
Thought Andujar would be a part of that. Gio Urshela came out of nowhere. Was he not here right now? Giancarlo Stanton missing. Our lefties can hit lefties. Stockman, you mentioned Gardy's got numbers against Anderson. Sir Didi doesn't mind a lefty here and there. So, Jim, for me, I'm watching the lefties. I think our righties are going to give at-bats. LeMahieu gives everyone an at-bat. Hopefully West Coast Judge comes to the East Coast. Baby Glaby's hunting 40. Gary is good. And I just think Voit's back. Do you see that? So I don't know. I think as long as our lefties put up bats against Anderson, I mean, it's going to be tough for him to get through 5.
Yeah. Well, Anderson faced us. Have we faced him this year? We have not. But last year he went 5 innings pitched, 4 in runs. There was that time when he was on the Cubs where we blew him up. In 2017, he only got 1 out. I was at a wedding, and I remember being like, wow.
What a beautiful wedding.
Said the best man. Love when we sing. Dude, Brett Anderson in his last couple games hasn't been special either. I mean, well, quality start versus San Francisco Giants. 4 earned runs in 5 innings pitched versus Houston. Do you think that gets the job done today? If Anderson comes out, he finishes 5 innings, but there's 4 runs on the board. Are you happy with that, or do you need more?
I don't know, Jim. Now you've got me, because my other what to watch for, I know I've had a lot so far. Jim, building off that crowd noise, I need the Yankees to strike early. I need the Yankees to go guillotine. You know, how about this, Jim? You're going to love this. Jimmy.
Yep.
And I mean, I don't know the order of the homer draft, so I could be blowing this. How about we reenact that wild card game, Didi goes yard in the first? That's the end of the series.
Okay.
If Didi hits a home run in the first inning, the series is over.
Okay. Wow. Do you think Oakland knows? I don't want Oakland to think they're fucking comfortable in the stadium. I want them, they remember the wild card game, and we cheered them out of there, right? Judge hit the homer. They're like, whoa, that was crazy. That was insane. I don't want Oakland to think just because they swept us in the Coliseum means they can handle the Yankee Stadium now. So this game's on the fans.
So you're thinking bed bugs? Like make them uncomfortable?
Make itchy, scratchy, got to throw the mattress out, maybe get evicted. Let's evict them from Yankee Stadium. If this game's on the fans, that's what my hot take is.
Okay.
Okay. Good.
This is on the fans. I need you to tweet at the fans, man.
Like WFAN? Oh, I have to get back to someone there.
You're on the pulse, man.
That's Gardner. All right.
No, you're on the pulse.
Oh.
Come on, man.
Homer draft, it's the Homer draft.
Homers and drafts.
Homers and drafts. I believe I get to go first, Jake. Or do you get to go first?
Let me see.
You get to go first. Congrats.
Who won the last Homer draft?
You did. But okay. I won the last game.
Nice. Huge. Use that momentum, kid. I'm going to take a dumb first pick, but that's how it goes. But I just told you what's going to happen, so I'm taking Didi Gregorius.
Yeah, not your smartest first pick in the world, but congrats. I'm going to take Gary and Judge.
Wow, flexing day one, huh?
Yeah, I'm going for it, okay?
I love it.
You can eat shit about it.
Jim, you're going to be mad in a second because this is something we've constantly done all year. You know who's going yard today. It's Luke Voigt.
Yeah, you care that he's in the six hole? That's what someone in the chat asked.
Not at all.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know which way they're going. Like, he should be higher? I don't know. He just came back.
I'm assuming higher. I don't know who you slide down. Gary? I mean, you probably want Didi in there breaking up the righties a little bit in the later innings, but... yeah, I don't know. Voigt, this seems like the prototypical spot where Luke Voigt would hit a home run and we would overlook it. And I just think Voiter catches one today. What's going on with you, huh?
My headphones are tangled up. They're not giving me enough space to mobility.
I saw you switch ears with your headphones four times.
I was spinning. I was unwinding the cord. It's
bizarre.
Okay, so you think Voigt's going to hit 2 to 3 homers?
I didn't say that verbatim, but I think he gets a big one that gets the crowd going.
Yeah, in the end, people will only remember what the notes say.
Right.
And so far we got a lot of notes, so.
The August 30th, September notes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm so happy it's September. All right, over under. CeCe versus Anderson in the stadium. Two teams that... live on the home run, enjoy hitting the home run. Ooh, I think it's going to be... Man. In the Coliseum, every game was 9.5. And 2 went under. So if they're going off that at all, I think they'll have this at 10.5.
10.5, Anderson, Sabathia. I like that, Jim.
Thanks, dude. I like that color shirt on you.
Thank you. Jim, I will, you know, for the over-under, I don't take pride in matching unless I know it's right. Mm-hmm. This one, I'll say 10.
Okay.
I'll say 10, but I really like your 10.5 pick, Jim. That's a great pick. Thanks. Survey says... Whoa, problems.
Is it too high or too low?
11.
I thought they might take into account the Oakland series, which all went under. But I mean, right. that's smart by Vegas. That's a smarter, because if you gave me 10, I'm taking the over. You give me 11, now I'm hesitant. What do you think the final is here? Can you let me close my eyes and envision this game?
Close my eyes. CeCe has
one bad inning. It's very stressful. There's a great double play to get out of it, but maybe 2 score. Yankees go off. I'm looking at like a 7-3 finish, which puts me at 10.
It's 10. That would be the under.
Okay, I'm going under.
I'm going under.
Yeah, well... You are 0 for your last life in the over-under, so I'm scared about that. Oh for your last 10.
That's not true. There was
The Jake team.
There was Chumps subbing in for me.
Okay, 0 for your last seven. Does that make you feel so much better about yourself?
Yes, because I've been trying to keep the streak going now. That's why I took the under tonight. I told you that with my last picks. Now I've got a streak going. I'm going to build on that.
Wow, double dipping.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Well, let's go to the chat. VCR Predator. is going to the game on Sunday. Jason Miller says 8-4 Yanks, which would be a push. I'm not mad about that. This is a good weekend for fans since there's like a giveaway every day.
8-4 is not a push. Need you to know that.
It's 12. It's crazy how bad I am at math. Damn. Sometimes you play it up, you know, like it's a gimmick. And other times you get totally, totally exposed for just being so fucking dumb. Oh, Nicholas Medina made the Cheez-It chickens. He asked for the recipe. I gave it to him. I emailed
him. Oh, wow.
He said it came out amazing. That's good. All right. Well, I just exposed myself for being bad at math. A lot of people are excited that I'm fired up, that the crowd needs to be in it.
That's what I'm saying, man. You got to tweet something out.
I don't tell people what to do.
Every day.
Someone made a Twitter account. I just blocked them. They'll make another one. And I looked at it. They follow no one. They're followed by no one. Egg account. And all they do for the last 3 weeks, I found out, this post under my videos, like, why do you steal videos? Like, quit stealing other people's videos and putting your name on it. And it's like, you're a criminal. You're a criminal. That's what they all were saying.
You don't want me to do that anymore.
Show me that guy. I need to see what that guy looks like. That's the danger. Like, you let me see what that guy looks like for one iota, and I'm pointing and laughing, probably.
I don't like it.
Yeah. Tyler says, don't judge off who they follow and who follows them. No, I mean, I'm just saying he created a new account just to respond to me. It wasn't shaming followers. It was just he clearly created a new account solely to respond that I copyright and steal materials.
We'll just stop stealing materials and I don't think it'll be a problem anymore.
Yeah. Yeah. When are you going to get a check mark on Twitter? Probably never, because I don't know how. You can't apply for them anymore. Back in the day, if you worked at a network or some sort of company, even if you were an intern, you could apply and just use the email of that company and they'd give you a check mark, and they stopped that in 2017. They stopped doing that. So you can't even apply or anything anymore. So I don't know how it works.
It'll happen.
Yeah. Yeah. John Boy, are you high? No.
Yes.
Don't do that, because they'll really think I am. Crazy. It's no different. Like, David Cook in high school would constantly tell me, like, it's so weird you don't smoke because you're the biggest stoner I know. As he would tell me all the time in high school. Like, what's that mean? I'm dumb? I say silly things that you only say if you're high? Like, what do you mean? Whoa, that's a lot of noise, Jake.
Me and Tim Melville are friends.
Yeah. Yeah. What's his... Is it cockroach? Cucarocha? That can't be Spanish.
Would you call me?
That's the Rocky slogan, right?
Cucaracha?
It's cockroaches in Spanish, whatever that... However you say that. That's their slogan. Yeah.
Didn't come up.
Because they'll never die, even though they're already eliminated. So, like,
right.
That's what's weirding me out. You're dead. You're dead. Sorry, Tim.
They'll never die.
Yeah. Cockroaches and Twinkies. Two of Jake's favorite snacks. Ooh, Boom Roasted. I was going to say Boom Roasted and then throw a mean word. And I stopped myself because I thought it was too mean.
Wow.
It was lard ass. I was going to say, Boom Roasted lard ass. And then I was like, that's a little much.
Damn.
So I stopped. All right, Jake, say those final last words you always say. And enjoy the game, everyone.
Tim said he's a Tenacious D fan, and he loves when Jack Black rips on Kyle Gass. And I was like, yeah, we have a little bit of that dynamic.
Take forever.
God!
See you guys.
Ball and Play 2 presented by DraftKings is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.